One morning, I walked out into the living room and saw my mom reading Teen, Communicate, Connect, and Guide. My first thought was, whatever, I'm not going to change. The week after that, I started thinking to myself, what if I wrote a book about parenting? Wouldn't that be interesting? I bet every parent would like to know what their teen is thinking about their parenting. So, when this opportunity popped up, I thought this would be the perfect topic to talk about. We'll start with technology, because technology is an area where teens and parents usually don't get along, mostly because of the differences between today's technology and our parents' routines. In my opinion, I think a child should get a phone because of the environment. What I mean by that is, if your child lives in Iowa, they usually don't need a phone for safety or communication. But for kids who live in New York City, they have to walk to school, and given the busy and fast-paced life in the city, it's more important for them to have a phone at a younger age for safety purposes. Don't set timelines for a kid if you can't follow them too. I mean, come on, parents, have a little fairness when it comes to screen time. Don't you agree? Next, let's talk about stereotypes. In order to understand your teen, you need to understand what your teen thinks of you. Some teens describe their parents using certain stereotypes. These stereotypes fall into two categories, the boss and loosey-goosey. The boss is a strict parent that you might hear saying, "What I say goes." Loosey-goosey is the parent who lets anything slide. For example, their kids could stay up all night, and loosey-goosey wouldn't have a problem with that. Also, loosey-goosey could be okay with one thing, but strict about another. For example, their kids could have a very strict bedtime, but be allowed as much screen time as they like. To add, what I learned about parenting from my first mood swing is that when your teen is experiencing a wave of emotions, the key to parenting is to stay calm. If you stay calm, your teen's wave of emotions will pass, and they'll realize that they're being silly. But if you fight back, your teen actually has a reason to be mad. They won't think about how they just had a mood swing. Instead, they'll think about how you just yelled at them. So, parents, if your teen is experiencing a mood swing, stay calm and realize it's not you. It's just them, at their most breakable time. It's emotions. Thank you.